told us how we came to know each other. And I'm pastoring a small church in the Philippines. And in 2007, I think that's the time that we have the first time we came to the United States of America through that sponsorship of Pine Island Bible Church and also the help of Decatoran. So I'm excited tonight to see you, my brethren in the Lord. We don't know each other, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are one in the Spirit. So that's how the Lord works in each one of us. I thank Sister Sandy for her, you know, he served us very well, even those times that we were studying under Pastor Dan. We are too far away from each other, but it's the Lord's appointment that we are here tonight to be able to share with you the word of the Lord. So maybe you hear this preaching already, but I believe God will still bless us with this word tonight. That's why this evening I will be sharing in the book of Nehemiah. So how long will this be, Pastor? The most is... So I used to preach in my church for 1 hour, but... So, I mean, I also thank the Lord for meeting Pastor Andrew. So both of us were discipled also by the same pastor. So let us open our Bibles on Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. But we will be using many verses, but that will be our basis for this evening. So Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. And also, I recognize my son, Stephen, who is with us. So Nehemiah, in verse 1, it says, "The word of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnants that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned." So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for allowing us to have a prayer meeting with the church people of Hill Village Bible Church. And we know, Lord, that you want this thing to happen to us for today, to join a fellowship and to share your word and to be with one another tonight. So Lord, we ask for your blessing. We are nothing. I am nothing without you, Lord. So please help me to be able to share what you want us to know. This would be from your word. Give us a listening ear and an attentive heart. And help us, Lord, to understand. May the Holy Spirit will work in everyone's heart tonight. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. So, we are serving the Lord. Pastor Katuran serving the Lord. Pastor Dan Boyce and every one of us are in the work of the Lord. We serve the Lord because we love Him and He saved us. He gave us eternal life through our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, how to know that in serving the Lord, we were doing the right thing that God wants us to do? How to know that what I am doing is the will of God? How to know that what we are doing is what God wants us to do in serving Him in the ministry? So that's the question. If you ask me, of course, when we entered the work of the Lord, we have some, you know, we have plans, but we don't really, we are not really certain if this is what God wants us to do. So, the same thing with Nehemiah. He asked the Lord. He know that there is a problem there in Jerusalem with the people. But what Nehemiah did is, in these verses, in this text that we read, Nehemiah did four things. And if we do those four things that Nehemiah did, I think we will not miss what God wants us to do as we serve Him in the ministry. So, we will have four things to learn from Nehemiah on how he was able to ascertain that what he was doing was the will of the Lord. Number one is, it is found in verse 4 and 6. In verse 4 and 6, and it came to pass that when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment. In verse 6, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes be open, and thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess the sin of the children of Israel. So what Nehemiah did as he prepared himself to do the work of the Lord, first is Nehemiah seek the Lord. He seek the Lord in prayer. He seek the Lord in prayer. The background is that we know in Nehemiah the Jews has just returned from the captivity. And now they are back in the land. For 70 years, the Jews were scattered, or 140 years, the Jews were scattered. They were captive in Babylon. They are longing to return, and now they are back in their homeland. They are back in Jerusalem. But it is not in a good scene. I mean, they are in a pitiful situation, the Israelites, because they have no walls, and the condition of the people, they were down during the time. So Nehemiah faced two great problems. One is the condition of the people. The religious life of the Israelites were miserable. The kings and the priests and the prophets failed, and they turned away from God and served idols, because they were exiled in Babylon for 140 years, if that is correct. So, in Babylon, the people were not godly. They were not, they do not believe in the God who created this world. They were idolatrous. So imagine for 140 years and they don't have the worship of the true God. So they were spiritually bankrupt. And number two, that Nehemiah faced a problem is that the broken down walls and the gates of Jerusalem. We know the walls and the gates speaks of protection, right? Why we build walls on our property? To protect the property from, from bad people. So the walls speaks of protection. At this time, the Israelites were back in Jerusalem, but they have no protection against the enemy. The walls were broken down. They have no protection. They are vulnerable to the enemy. So Nehemiah faced these two problems. And of course, I believe Nehemiah also do not know what to do. So what he did, he prayed to the Lord. He prayed. He seek the Lord. In verse 4 and 6, we read, Nehemiah seek the Lord in prayer. He faced with a great need. So what he did, he bent his knees in prayer. He prayed to God, asking for guidance and direction. He said, Lord, this is the problem. Here is my problem. And so he seek direction from the Lord. And I think that's the first thing that we need to do when we want to ascertain what God wants us to do. First, we need to pray. We need to pray. In our prayer is asking the Lord help. Why? Because we are nothing. We are nothing. We are helpless without the Lord. And in prayer, it is depending on the Lord. It is waiting on the Lord, not forcing God to answer our prayer the way we want it. But prayer is depending on the Lord, waiting on His right time, waiting on His schedule. That's what prayer is. It is not forcing God to answer right now, but wait on Him and trusting on Him. We believe God answers prayer. God answers prayer. And I read in the Daily Bread, it says, when we pray, God hears. And God answers. But His answer is wait or no, or wait, no, and yes. If it is no, that means it's not His will. And that's not good for us if we have those things to pray. If it is yes, then it is God's will. And sometimes God just wait. This is not the right time. And it's better to do like Nehemiah. He seek the Lord in prayer. And let us notice when, as Nehemiah seek the Lord, first, he confessed his sin. Nehemiah said, "Let thine ear be attentive, and thine eyes be open, and thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night." I was looking for the verse that it said, "Forgive us of our." In verse 6, it says, I read, "I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house." As he prayed, he confessed his sins, and he confessed the sins of the people. He did not exclude himself. He included himself, because he know that he also sinned against God. So why it is important to confess our sins? Because God will not answer our prayers if there are sins unconfessed in our life. According to Psalm 66 verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. His sins are a hindrance to our prayer. And he confessed also the sins of the people. So we need to pray. We need to seek the Lord. We need to approach God with a clean heart. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, it says, "Blessed are they who seek after righteousness, and they shall be healed." And number two, so first Nehemiah, seek the Lord in prayer. And number two, to ascertain that what we are doing is in the will of God, Nehemiah depart from error. He depart from error. In chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. Chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. It says here, "Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hand for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite and their Gesem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I then and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Depart from error. Let us keep ourselves or distance ourselves from error. In Ezra chapter 4, verse 2, Ezra was a contemporary of Nehemiah. Ezra's task was to rebuild the temple, and Nehemiah's task was to rebuild the wall. Now, in Ezra chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, while Zerubbabel was building the temple, then the enemy came to offer help. But Zerubbabel rejected the offer of the enemy. he rejected the offer of the enemy. Why? Why they rejected the offer of the enemy? Because first, they are not believers in the Lord. They are not in the same, they are not a worshippers of what Nehemiah worshiping. They are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So in doing the work of the Lord, we cannot join hands with, you know, people who are not believers. Right? We cannot join hands with unbelievers. So what Nehemiah replied, it says, "Ye have nothing to do with us to build the house of God." So Nehemiah rejected the offer because he knows that God doesn't want to have, a joint work with people who are not believers. In our modern time, we call it compromise. We call it compromise. We can do the work of the Lord in a compromising. God doesn't want it. Remember in the Bible, God said, "Come out of them." Come out of them. I believe God will only use people who are first, they have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we cannot just let anybody stop them and help us in what we are doing for the Lord. God's ministry is only for God's people. Only for God's people. So, depart from error. Nehemiah did not join a work with these people, join work with the enemy. So I think there's no need to expound that one. We know already whom we are going to join effort as we serve our living God. We can only expect the hand of God helping us if we stay away from error. If we keep ourselves away from error, I'm sure we will not miss God's purpose as we serve Him in the ministry. We don't need the help of the outsider. We only seek help and join hands with the group of the same biblical stand that we have. With groups and Christians who uphold the Word of God. Uphold the Word of God. So, and number three, to ascertain God's will as we serve Him is what Nehemiah did. The people, he encouraged the people. He, let us put there, the desire to serve God. Number three is the desire to serve God. In chapter 6, I think it's in chapter 4, verse 6. In chapter 4, verse 6, it says here, "So built we the wall and the wall was joined together unto half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. For the people had a mind to work. So, what makes the work of the Lord easier and accomplished faster? It says here that the people has the mind to work. The word mind there is translated as the heart. That means the work was almost done, or it was almost done very quickly, because the people are willing to work. They have the mind to work. They have the heart that is willing to do the work of the Lord. As Nehemiah built the walls of Jerusalem, there were a lot of opposition. We heard about Sanballat. We heard about Tobiah. These are the opposition. As they were building the walls of Jerusalem, the enemy came and they taunted them. But what Nehemiah did, he encouraged the people. So he encouraged the people, and so even if there were the opposition, they continue to do the work of the Lord because the people are willing to do the work of the Lord. Now, look, the work of the Lord is not just for the few workers, but the work of the Lord is for every Christian. It is for every member of the church. Of course, the pastor is the leader, but the work of the Lord belongs to every member of the church. Every one of us has the part in the work of the Lord. And if everybody has the heart for the work of the Lord, then I believe the task that God assigned for us will be accomplished. If every believer in the church has the heart of the work of the Lord. So that's what happened in the book of Nehemiah. Is there opposition? Yes, in every ministry there is always opposition. But if the heart is willing to do the work of the Lord, there is no hard for us to do. Of course, it is hard. In serving the Lord, there is always trial. There are problems. But if the heart is willing, no matter how big is the problem, the work of the Lord is accomplished. That's what happened in the book of Nehemiah. And so it says here that the wall was finished in how many days? In 52 days. Because the people are willing to work in spite of the opposition. Their heart was there in the work of the Lord. There was no delay on the work because they have a willing heart. Their willingness to work made the difference. So just imagine if everybody is doing their part. I think your pastor can be the most encouraged pastor. Yes. If he says that everybody is doing his part. That's the reason why God gave each Christian a gift. Each of us has a gift. There is no Christian that is not gifted. That's why we could not say, oh, I will not get involved because I have no gift. No, the Bible says the moment we got saved, the moment we received the Lord Jesus Christ to give us peace. That's why we have to discover that gift, and the pastor will help us to develop that gift until the time that we can be used by the Lord. So, there is no hard thing to accomplish, and there is no big work that cannot be accomplished if everybody will do his part. And that's what happened in the book of Nehemiah. The wall was built in just 54 days. So, and the last is what happened because Nehemiah did according to the will of the Lord. There was success and the result. And number four is here, this one. How to accomplish God's purpose is, number four is, let us teach God's word. Teach God's word. There is no Christian will be strengthened without teaching the word of God. For it is for the word of God in second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped unto good work. So, it is important, teaching the word of God. And here, what Nehemiah did, in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 4 to 8. It says, and Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah and Shema and Anaiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Maaseiah, on his right hand and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Hashum, Hasbadana, Zechariah and Mishulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua and Bani and Seribiah, Jamin, Akub, Sibitai, Hodiha, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Pilaliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So there was the teaching. There was the preaching of the word of God. And how to know that the people were encouraged? It says here that the people want to listen to the word of God. They were strengthened by the word of God. And it caused them to understand with the explanation and with the teaching of Israel. With the teaching of Israel. So, we need to teach the word of God. We need to share the word of God. We need to explain to them the word of God. So, the people were encouraged. There was a great revival. So, how to know that Nehemiah was doing the right thing? First, he seek the Lord in prayer. Then, number two is, he depart from error. Of course, when there is error, if we do things that is not the will of God, then God will not bless our work. God will not bless our ministry. And he encouraged the people, and the people were, they have the desire to do the work of God. And so how to know that it was a success? The people were revived. There was a revival. There was a revival. The people were willing to do what God wants them to do. That was a revival. So, that's how Nehemiah did. The people have the desire to work, and their work was born out of joy, out of gratitude and thankfulness for what has God done for them. So, they were back in their homeland. They were set free from captivity, being alienated from the Lord. They are deprived of their rights and privileges. Now, they are back. They are excited now to do the work of the Lord. So, we don't know what God is planning for us, but if we do what Nehemiah did, I think we will be able to do the right thing that God wants us to do. And there will be success in the ministry that God is putting us. So, thank you very much. And thank you very much, Pastor Dan, for this time. Thank you, everybody. I hope my English is just right. I hope you understand. Okay, thank you. I give the time to Pastor Dan.